Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, it's been cool. When I seen AJ, I came up and I hugged him and I said, you know, we not in Brazil anymore, you know. So it was cool, man. He laughed about it, and, you know, all those guys are cool, man. It's a respect thing, that's all.
Oh, it's a tough day here, Hugh. We say goodbye to Jair Alexander, Hugh. What a tenure, wasn't
Ooh,
it?
Not, you know, yesterday.
Can they survive without him is the question.
Well, yesterday, you know, I didn't want to recklessly speculate. But you kind of wonder, as I try to gather my thoughts, because Teddy kind of ran me hot.
That's Mr. Teddy.
Man, I wish I would call somebody that call here Mr. Anything. It kind of makes you wonder, what the hell is this team doing to folks, man?
Well, it is. What we're talking about, and we're
maybe that's what AJ talking about.
All right. Jair Alexander, who the Eagles traded for a couple weeks ago, left yesterday. I mean, he's gone. He retired.
I'm out.
He's going to go focus on his mental and physical health. And see, it sounds to me like he's not sure if he wants to play football anymore. So, look, I'm not going to sweat this because I wasn't counting on much from him, right?
Like John Ritchie was.
John Ritchie basically.
Did we check on John?
I haven't checked on him yet. I was listening this morning.
Him.
I mean, he basically put him in the Eagles Hall of Fame with you. I mean, that's.
John was excited.
He loved it. So Jair Alexander retires. It is bizarre. This bizarre is the only word I could use for this, right? I mean, this is the second veteran player they've brought in this season that is up and retired very quickly. Now, Za'Darius Smith gave them a handful of good games, and then he said, I'm out. And then now it's Jair Alexander. I have no idea if this stuff is correlated or it's just weird happenstance, but if you were counting on Jair Alexander, look for a different option at outside corner because he is out. 215-592-9494. We're live today, midday show, at Klondike. Kate's here, Hugh Douglas, and they have the pop-up sleigh bar. This place, by the way, is awesome. We were here a couple weeks ago, but now they it's totally different since we got here, right? Since we came 2 weeks ago, because they have changed it around with the Klondike Kate's sleigh bar, of course, in Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's, and we have the special sleigh bar menu.
Yes,
here lies Sandy Claus. What else we have? We have Mummy's dogs.
We didn't bring back the nut
Nightmare
job.
Nightmare Before Nachos.
I wanted the nut job to come back.
Yeah, because this is, again, family show.
I'm just saying, that's the name of the drink.
You were telling everyone here that you wish that was
bring
on the menu.
Bring back the nut job. I'm upset with Gianmarco a little bit, though, because he sprinted right past Thanksgiving, but it's beautiful in here.
It's festive, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to leave.
It's nice. And the Christmas music.
Yep.
I caught myself singing it. And I feel like I'm a hypocrite a little
bit. Why? Because you're usually the Grinch with this
Well,
stuff.
I got on this soapbox and talked about how I was trying to bring back Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And, I mean, it just looks great here.
It's more fun this way. Come on. It is.
It is.
It is more fun. All right, come on by. We'll be here doing the show from 10 to 2. 215-592-9499 for Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines here on
Do
all
we
this.
Have to?
Do we have to get back to the phone lines?
Yeah.
Oh, we do. We do. Because we need to talk this out, whatever. I'm tired.
You need to talk it out.
I do, because I'm tired of A.J. Brown.
You got to let it go, man. I tried to tell you.
I can't let it go.
This is a staple. This is a staple in the African-American community. You just got to let stuff like this go, man. When you got the crazy uncle, you just give him a plate. You sit him in the corner. And when he says crazy stuff, you just act like you didn't hear anything.
That's kind of what we do with you.
No, that's why y'all pointing at me.
Your WIP's version of that.
No, but I'm saying you got kind of used to it now, yeah, so you just kind of just let it go.
Well, there's also a culture here. It's called WIP. We yell about the receivers on the team, especially when they're malcontents. Sean in Philadelphia. What's up, Sean?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Sean,
hey,
what's
listen,
up?
I don't normally call up here irritated, but I'm irritated this morning. Mm-hmm. For one, right? You said
at AJ like, Brown, right? At AJ?
No. Not at you, Joe, because all this stuff talking about how he sounds like he don't want to play football. This is a guy that has an elite wide receiver talent, and he wants the ball. Okay, let's not make
I think you're mixing two stories together. Because he was talking about Jair Alexander that said he didn't want to.
You know, let's put Sean on hold. He's got speakerphone on. It's a whole mess. I mean, Sean, how do you listen to A.J. Brown and get mad at me? He's the one going on Rondo, Janky, whatever the hell the guy's name is, Dream. Janky Rondo, right? And talking about how it's a bleep show here. They just won a game. They just went to Lambeau and won the football game. They're 7-2. They could win back-to-back Super Bowls, and he says it's a bleep show, and you're mad at me? Like, this is the most displaced anger I've ever seen.
Joe's about to stand up today.
I'm going to be mad with Giglio today. It's his fault. No.
I'm trying to tell you, Joe.
I didn't do anything.
In the African-American community, I'm trying to bring you in, man. We've gotten accustomed to the Cray Uncles or the people. We used to call them touched. It's a little touched.
You're right.
Let me just say, you know what I'm saying? It's a little touched. So you give them a plate. You give them a plate of food. You make sure they're straight. And you're going about your day. That's what you have to do in this situation,
yeah.
Joe.
Well,
Give them a plate, man. And
The Eagles have given him 32 million plates.
Joe, we got to get ready for Detroit, man. We got time. We don't have time to do this.
Kyle, I don't know if I'm more mad at AJ or Hugh now.
Like, I'm just saying. Defending this nonsense. I'm not defending anything. You and Kyle sat there yesterday, and y'all had the over-under. And if I recall, Kyle thought he was out of the woods. He thought he was cool. We can go back and play the sound bite because you asked the question.
I joked 3 a.m. last night.
No, but here's the thing.
It happened at like 1 a.m.
No,
like,
here's the thing, though. You said we were out of the woods. You said we were out of the woods because Joe
said,
you think he's going to?
I absolutely did not.
I'm officially – my power ranking of annoyed at. I'm annoyed at Hugh.
I'm so annoyed at Hugh. What are you talking about?
Listen, what are you surprised at, though? You knew
I'm not surprised.
Coming.
I'm annoyed.
You know, but this actually is maybe a little
Let
bit –
Let it go.
This might be worse than the Instagram
Let
stuff. Because the Instagram stuff
Let
or the
it
tweets,
go.
It's like, what are you talking about? He's cryptic. Matt, he said it's a belief
Matt,
show
listen,
here.
I ain't got time to worry about what's going on with A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
We got the Detroit Lions
coming. Well, I got until 2 o'clock to yell.
Hey, what did he say? What did he say? Tombstone?
About A.J. Brown?
Tell
AJ
him I'm
Brown
coming,
publicly.
And I'm bringing Hales
it's
with
a,
me.
It's a joke. It's, this is a,
tombstone.
This is
our tombstone
joke.
Moment.
Hugh's
let's
got his head plugged
go,
10
man.
Feet into the sand.
This is unbelievable. I mean, this.
I thought you were about to say something.
I'm thinking it. Let's go to Shoop in Minersville. What's up, Shoop?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing today?
Good morning, Shoop. Well, we're trying to get by. A.J. Brown's just making me lose my mind.
I'm done, guys. I mean, straight up, I'm done. Like, we're trying to win another Super Bowl, and Joe, you're right. It's just constant distraction after distraction, making it about himself. When we're trying to focus on the ultimate goal, it's ultimate me over the team stuff. And yeah, let me ask you guys, is this what quietly withdrawing looks like? Is this what it sounds like? Because it's the ultimate hypocrite thing for
is.
Him to tweet out, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to quietly withdraw. Is this what quietly withdrawing is like?
Oh, you're talking about from his last thing he said.
Yeah, well, he tweeted out that he was quietly withdrawing, being silent.
There is some irony to quietly withdraw, then go on Janky Rando's or Rondo's Twitch stream and cry about it. I mean, they are totally opposite.
Can I help both of y'all out real quick?
Sure.
Okay. You're not going to like what I'm about to say. But
probably not.
He was asked a question. Right.
He was asked, how you doing?
Man? And he answered.
Come on.
No, I mean, Joe, how many times have somebody asked you a question
and you say,
hey, Joe, how you doing? And you don't go into detail. Right. Like some people go into detail.
But
he went into detail.
Let me give you an analogy, and then we'll get right back to Shoop, who did call us, and we're just destroying this phone call, okay? Let's pretend I had a tough day at home.
Yeah.
Let's pretend. I'm fine at home, but I had a tough day. Pretend I did. And then we come on, and I say, good morning, Hugh. You say, Joe, good morning. And I say, it's a bleep show at home. That's going to throw the whole show off. We can't
I'm going to be like, wait a minute,
I know you would. But it would throw the whole topic off. It would throw the whole discussion with our audience off because I'm making it about me. Sometimes you could just say, I'm fine, man. Let's just have fun. Like, you don't have to do that.
But here's the thing. Like, a lot of times, my daughter does this. And I love her for it because that means she's comfortable talking. I know when I ask my daughter how she's doing, I'm prepared for her answer because it's usually a long answer. Him and Janky Marco or whatever his name is, Janky Drew.
Can I get a John
Rondo. John Marco or Janky Rondo. I'm not saying John Marco's Janky. I'm just saying I got the names mixed up.
I don't think John Marco's a streamer.
This is why he looks up like
I can't see him streaming video games.
My point is this.
I own restaurants.
My point is this. Obviously, this is a safe space for AJ Brown to stream.
The public Twitch stream?
Wait, let me finish because I know you're upset.
It's everything we say on these airwaves.
I am trying to explain it to you guys.
Soup, I'm losing it here, man.
But he felt like he was in a safe space, so he went into detail. And that's what it is. I got to think that the PR department knows who they're dealing with when it comes to AJ. So they're doing their damage control right now. That's why, you know, Coach Sirianni and those guys, they're used to this right now. They are treating him like the uncle at the barbecue that you just, like I'm trying to tell you, hand him a plate of food.
He's a $32 million a year wide receiver.
You hand him a plate of food, Joe. You ask him, is he
He's
okay?
He's not Uncle Hugh at the barbecue.
And then we got to get ready for Detroit. We ain't got time for all this soap opera
drama. That's why I'm annoyed.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. Give him a plate of food and a soda. And go on about your business, and let's get ready for
all right, Shoop, what are you feeling, man? Because I got done with Hugh now.
Hugh, let me ask you this. So if you were to go on, let's say, the morning show, and they ask you, how you doing, Hugh? You're like, oh, everything's great. Things are great. Love the neighbor, Skip. Love everything, you know. But everything
don't
else
love
is,
Skip, though.
It's
not
a bleep
tell
show.
That.
It's a bleep show. You know. And then later in the show, you kind of allude to the fact that, like, oh, well, Kyle and Joe are hogging up my airtime. I'm not getting a whole lot of time to talk. Not fair for us to talk about that?
but shoot, they do that every day anyway. And you say it's a bleep show. It's that every day anyway.
But we purposely create a bleep show.
But what I'm saying. But what are we talking about?
Our job is a bleep show. AJ's job is to play football.
Yeah, Shoop. Actually, that was a great analogy. Okay, Shoop, great phone call. If you were, let's say, because last week or 2 weeks ago, right, you were a guest on the morning show, right, for the birds, Birds of the Bay. And Joe said, good morning, Hugh, how you doing? Oh, things fine. But, you know, and he's like, it's a midday show. It's a bleep show. They don't let me talk. They talk over me. They're annoying. I finally get my shine on this show. My goodness, that would cause an uproar at WIP. It would cause an uproar. I mean, let's be real about it. It would create a distraction for the station. You know who would not love it? Blue Jeans Lakin. He'd be asked questions about it. Is she okay? Is the midday show okay? It doesn't help morale. Would you agree with that if you did that?
That's a hell of an analogy, Joe.
Okay. I'm just saying. Shoop's analogy. Just play
this
off
is,
that.
This is a hell of an analogy.
I'm just saying. Would that help morale? No, it wouldn't help morale. It wouldn't help the goal of being the best show.
Or you know what else would help the show?
What's that?
Is if you have other people that are trying to, like, steal somebody's spot on the show. But it happens all the time.
You bringing up Rhodes again with Spike? 215-592.
I mean, 94-94. Since we chose this
we're
segment
having
to
fun.
Be messy.
We're having fun with that.
Since we chose
the bottom
this
line is, I'm
messy. Are we having fun, Joe? Because it feels
with AJ.
It feels like arts imitate life. We're dysfunctional, but we're doing just fine. So what are you talking
about?
But
we're supposed to be dysfunctional. We're a radio
that's what
show.
I'm saying. What makes the Eagles great? They're dysfunctional. They are soap opera.
They are our
Listen,
soap opera.
They but scored also 10 points, Hugh.
And they won. And we got Detroit. Listen, get that man a plate of food and a soda, and let's get ready for Detroit.
Well, weren't you the one talking about that you're worried about Detroit? Could a reason be that the offense hasn't been that good this year?
And hello, that's why I need to get ready for Detroit. That's why I ain't got time for this.
How about AJ
you
gets
aren't
ready
playing
for
in the game?
Ain't got time.
AJ
to
is, and he's yapping on Twitch.
What's that famous movie line from Predator? Ain't got time to bleed. We got work to do. We went back to work today. Let's go to work.
Well, someone, instead of getting some sleep last night, was on Twitch screaming about the quarterback.
Okay, and Cooper DeJean was at the basketball game.
Good for him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm not angry at Cooper DeJean. I mean, like, I don't tell you. I'm not annoyed at Cooper DeJean. I'm annoyed at AJ. I'm tired of it.
How long are we going to be? How many weeks is going to be we annoyed at AJ? Because this is what he does. Like, seriously, I am in the camp of the individual.
How about he stops doing it?
He's not, Joe. He's not.
So basically you're saying I need to change, not him?
No, yes. Okay. You need to ignore him.
I can't.
Need to ignore that.
All right, well, you know this what?
Then let's get ready for Detroit.
Hugh, man.
I'm losing it.
This is the Twitter people saying, you stop talking about it. This is nothing.
No, it's not.
It's delusional.
Kyle, this is where I am with this. We have the toughest stretch of football we're going to face these next couple weeks, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't have time to deal with your foolishness. If you want to go on a Twitch stream and talk about what you're not doing or whatever, we're going to try to keep winning these football games.
Yeah.
Now, I understand, and I put it out there, maybe he's feeling some kind of way because the quarterback didn't give him a ringing endorsement. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's something you need to work out. You see the man every day. Mm-hmm. You see that man every day.
Yeah.
And you don't say anything to him. What does that say about you? Kind of cowardly.
Yes.
Why are we making this about like you or us? AJ is the one complaining. He's the one that has to play in the game.
Because
I know you found your football roots again yesterday, but like you're not in the game.
Because
the guy's a distraction. Let's just
because that's the mantra that they're probably taking at the Novacare Complex.
He is a distraction,
and they kept him.
I know, and they should have traded him. Like I that's where I'm at this morning. They should have dumped this guy 2 weeks ago. And for everyone out there, how could you think about trading a player like AJ Brown? He had two catches for 13 yards. You could find a receiver on the street to give you two catches for 13 yards.
And to be fair,
his production stinks this year.
And to be fair,
stinks.
Joe, we don't know for certain if that's him.
No, I it's fine.
Or the quarterback.
But that's the why. But the his production stinks. His production is middle. Among receivers in the NFL, if his name wasn't AJ Brown, we'd never talk about it.
Yeah, but
so I can't deal with this kind of distraction where you say it's a. He went on and he said his situation is a bleep show within the team. Dude, you're a distraction and you're not putting up any production. Any. LeVert and Erie Avenue's up. What's up, LeVert?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
LeVert, what's up, man?
Oh, man, listen. You, I'm with you on this. This is a lot of different things. It's cultural. It's
drunk Oak at the barbecue, Joe. I try to tell you.
The fact that AJ is a young guy, he's still in his formative years, believe it or not. Your brain isn't even fully developed until you're 26. So you got to understand all these factors.
LeVert, hold on. I appreciate the psychology lesson. Jalen Hurts is the same age, man. Like, he acts like a grown-up. We can't just do that. Time out. LeVert, it's an excuse we make for people that we want to make an excuse for. Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith are the same age. They act like professionals because they are professionals. We do this with immature people because we want to excuse their behavior. He is a pro, LeVert. He has been paid twice. with some of the biggest contracts in the history of the sport for his position. The idea that he is young and immature does not fly with me, man. It doesn't fly.
It may not fly with you, okay. but the fact remains that this is what he is. And I'm not making an excuse for him. I'm letting you know why he has the problem he has right now, okay? Had he went about it differently, you would probably see different results on the field also. Yeah, true, he may have lost a step, which I don't think he has. I think it's a lot of the different things that's going into this. Play calling, Jalen does not see him as often because he's usually covered up. It's a lot of factors, and he needs to be able to handle it better. I'm not excusing him, but to go to say he needs to be traded, if they were going to trade him,
they should have traded him two weeks ago.
Trust me, it would have been done. They went through the T.O. fiasco. Lori and Howie remember that. They're not going to make that same mistake again.
They already made a mistake. They should have traded him 2 weeks ago. This is not worth the headache. Guys, we're letting our feelings, and LeVert, good phone call, we're letting our feelings get in the way of facts. The facts are he didn't play 2 weeks ago and they had their best offensive game of the season. Those are facts. Mm-hmm. He came back, played, did nothing, and then complained, and they scored 10 points. Does anyone see the irony in this?
No.
Oh my goodness, we can't survive without A.J. Brown. Oh, when he's not there, we score a lot of points. He comes back, he does nothing, we score 10 points, and he complains. This is a joke.
But see, here's the thing, Joe. A.J. being on the field, even if he's not productive, he garners a lot of attention.
Then why they score 10 points?
Well, this is the thing. He garners a lot of attention, and not having him in your offense changes your offense, even though he's not as productive. That's probably. I'm trying to give you a solution
know,
of probably
but,
why they're looking at it the way they're looking at it.
But I get it. But the scales are being tipped.
No, they are. It's starting to be tipped in Devontae's favor.
And it's being tipped into he's not worth this. It's a distraction. I'm tired of it. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, jeez, Luis. We got Mr. Teddy. Hugh Douglas with his head so far in the sand.
This is insane.
How are you breathing today?
No, listen. Because I believe on some level, this is a troll job.
Yeah,
I do believe that.
Is it fair to be tired of being trolled?
Why y'all yelling?
No.
Trolling is annoying.
I just want to say one thing.
That's the whole point.
I just want to say one thing. We got to hit this. We'll come back. Devin's going to join us. He is a captain.
He got to see on his chest for a reason.
The idea that he's trolling everyone and ripping his teammates or ripping his team and his situation, you're a captain. We had someone call earlier and say they should bench him. They should take the C off his chest on Sunday. He's a captain. He's the captain on a Super Bowl champion team.
I feel like you're about to stand up.
If we weren't in public, I would stand up. He is a captain. If I was Nick Sirianni, I would be embarrassed that my players voted him a captain. This is not captain behavior. I'm done with him. 215-592-9494. All right, Devin's going to join us on the other side. I need to talk to someone else. Devin, I need you to come on.
Wait, what are you saying?
Well, I need a few minutes to calm down and stop yelling about AJ, ask Devin some questions about the Eagles and Phillies.
I feel attacked.
It wasn't specifically about you, but it was kind of about you. Anyway, we're having fun. We're at the Slay Bar at Klondike Kate's. Come on down. We will discuss the AJ thing. Devin joins us on the other side. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Rich Show to camera. And I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.